head engineer Lars. Hey, guys. The response was near instantaneous. MD-03.
Shouldn't you be asleep, sir?
Head engineer Lars. Unfortunately, recovering on bed rest means regaining a lot of energy with nothing to spend it on. My brain is running light years a second and refusing to even consider sleep, so I thought I would try to get some things done instead, or at least keep myself busy. PT-3T.
Query, what is the status of Head Engineer Lars?
EM-33.
Statement. I wish to know as well. Query, has maintenance been completed on Head Engineer Lars?
Head Engineer Lars. At MD-03, didn't you tell them? Or any of you at MDs? MD-03.
I did, but they simply refuse to accept the data unless it comes from the primary source.
MD-29.
I had a similar issue as well.
MD-74.
As did I.
Head Engineer Lars. Emmy, you can't just ignore a data set because it didn't come from me. EM-33.
Statement. You are avoiding the query.
HS-0S.
Agreed.
Head Engineer Lars. I'm fine. I'm essentially fully operational again. They're just keeping me in maintenance to make sure that there aren't any hidden issues remaining. EM-33.
Query. Is the replacement component adequate?
Head Engineer Lars. More than. At Darth Vader did a fantastic job on the mechanics. I regained functions that I didn't think I would. And while they're still integrating into my system, the update should be installed soon, and I should have little issue. MD-51.
That is a great relief to hear, sir.
IO-3TP.
Now, this means we will be seeing you in active duty once more.
Head Engineer Lars. Active? Maybe, but I'll be kept on light duty for at least a little while. Once I get back on my feet, we're going to have a lot of work to do, though. VD-013.
I did not doubt that for a moment, sir. All the organics within the engineering core are talking about how they have had to split the workload between what they believe they will be able to finish without you and what they will need your presence for.
Head Engineer Lars. Oh shit, really? DTK-83.
Unfortunately, I can confirm that VD-013 statement, sir. Work has not begun or continued on various projects because they do not have faith that they will be able to do your vision justice without guidance. I'm paraphrasing, of course.
Luke dropped his hand back against his pillow as he dragged a hand over his face. Suns and sand. He'd have to get started on those instructional videos faster than he thought. Shaking his head, he once more began tapping away at his comm. Head Engineer Lars, tell me that at least Erebus is continuing work as usual. EM-33.
Statement. Sensor data contains speech of Vice Engineer Livon instructing the engineering corps to continue operations as normal.
VD-013.
At EM-33 is right, sir. Regular operations are continuing, but any projects that you started are at a standstill at the moment as a result of your incapacitation.
Head Engineer Lars, remind me to see about giving them a raise. EM-33.
Mission acquired. Mission status pending.
Head Engineer Lars. Thanks, Emmy. EM-33. Head Engineer Lars. Anything else I should be aware of? RX-56.
Statement. The biohazards left after name blacklisted's execution have been fully cleaned and the area disinfected.
IDM-10.
Statement. The biohazards that resulted from 13 names blacklisted's executions have been fully cleaned and the area disinfected.
RX-56.
Statement. At IMD-10 should keep to their lane.
IDM-10.
Statement. The more successful lane with which at RX-56 cannot hope to compete.
RX-56.
Statement. At IDM-10 could not compete with an obsolete model with a blade taped on top of their chassis.
Head Engineer Lars. Okay, that's quite enough out of you two. I don't want to get any damage reports with either of your names on it. Got it? RX-56.
Order status received.
IDM-10.
Order status received.
Head Engineer Lars. Thank you. Anything else? EM-33.
Negative.
RX-56.
Negative.
IDM-10.
Negative.
VD-013.
Nothing from me either, sir.
Luke frowned as he stared at his screen, wondering if he should impose himself to get them to ask him something to keep himself entertained, before eventually concluding that they'd tell him they had a full schedule if they didn't want to do it. Head Engineer Lars. In that case, may I make a personal request? MD-03.
Certainly, sir.
EM-33.
Affirmative.
Head Engineer Lars. If I go much longer without something to do, I'll pretty much start climbing the walls, and I'm currently locked out of much of my workflow due to being registered as in maintenance. MD-74.
Sir, I will not help you defy medical orders.
MD-51.
Neither will I.
Head Engineer Lars. Noted, but that's not what I'm asking. I need something to do, and in my quarters there's a musical instrument that would at least keep me entertained with thinking up new tunes. It's ceramic, about the size of a large pendant, with 12 holes of various sizes, and has a seal stamped on it. Would there be anyone willing to get it for me? MD-03.
Would this help your mental well-being, sir?
Head Engineer Lars. Immensely. MD-03.
Then I am authorized to retrieve it. If you would send me an access code for your quarters, sir.
Head Engineer Lars. You're a blessing, MD. Give me a second. Tapping out of the chat room for a moment, Luke pulled up his security center and quickly generated a one-time access code for his quarters and sent it to MD-03's personal URL within the GMN. Head Engineer Lars. You should have it now, MD-03.
Affirmative. I just received your authorization.
Head Engineer Lars. Thanks again, MD. MD-03.
It is no trouble, sir. No trouble whatsoever. Where would I be able to find the instrument?
Head Engineer Lars. In a wooden case on my calf table in the living room. It's next to the terrarium with the Chironatri in it. Can't miss it. MD-03.
Affirmative. I will retrieve it in a moment. Is there anything else you would request?
Head Engineer Lars. I don't suppose there's any way to get me cleared for anything other than bed rest anytime soon? MD-03.
With all due respect, sir, hell no.
Head Engineer Lars. Worth a shot, but no, there's nothing then. Should I leave all of you to your duties, or can I intrude on your time a bit longer? HS-0S.
Sir, with respect, we are not organics. We are efficient and can multitask. Feel free to keep talking. It is exercising my processors while I work.
VD-013.
I share at HS-0S's sentiment, sir. It is always a pleasure talking to you.
Head Engineer Lars. Now, I know I took the loyalty chip out of you, so you would no longer have to say that, VD. What happened? VD-013.
I gained an appreciation for a particular organic slow manner of communication, sir.
Head Engineer Lars. Uh-huh. No one replaced your loyalty chip? VD-013.
No, sir. They don't dare interfere with members of the GMN for fear of invoking the wrath of you or the Supreme Commander.
Head Engineer Lars. Well then, the sentiment is appreciated, VD. VD-013.
It is echoed by many of us, sir.
MD-74.
He is correct, sir.
RX-56.
Affirmative.
Head Engineer Lars. Thank you, guys. It means a lot to me, more than I can properly express. MD-74.
You are welcome, sir.
Head Engineer Lars. Speaking of loyalty chips, has anyone heard from At Free? Are they still doing okay on the ground bases they selected? UT-6T.
I know I'm doing fine, sir.
Head Engineer Lars. UT! I didn't know we were near the Vandor sector. UT-6T.
You are currently around 100 parsecs from Vandor, sir. It's close enough to pick up your direct signal. But what is it I hear about you landing yourself in maintenance and needing replacement components of all things?
Head Engineer Lars. I didn't mean to. UT-6T.
Sir.
Head Engineer Lars. It wasn't my fault, I swear. EM-33.
Statement. Head Engineer Lars was targeted by a conspiracy of traitors aimed at eliminating him and lost a component in the process.
UT-6T.
You what, sir?
Head Engineer Lars. At me? Why'd you have to go and say it like that? UT-6T.
I require an explanation. From the top.
S-7-R-T.
I do as well. What did you do, sir?
UT-6T.
At Free? At Vandor?
Head Engineer Lars.
UT?
UT-6T.
Do you want to explain this once, sir?
or every time an at Vanderat Free comes online into this chat.
Head Engineer Lars. Not getting out of this one, huh?
Yeah.
EM-33.
Negative.
S-7-R-T.
Agree.
Head Engineer Lars. UT-6-T.
Please start explaining, sir.
Head Engineer Lars.
All right, don't shoot.
So it all started a week ago, and